Okay, let's go. Minayin. Minayin lepoletas. Minayin lepoletas shichvazera b'yom hashlishi shehitmeya. Shenem avayin achayin l'shloishes yomim. Yeah. Poletas shichvazera. We learned in Nida. I mean, it's a woman, she had tashrish. If the zera comes out, and it's going to be a whole isekia. The Mishnah says it comes out on day three, it's tmeya. On day four, it's not. Now, what does that mean? Let's say she had to, we're going to learn it from Matan Torah. Let's take this case. Torah was given on Shabbos. Let's say she had tashmish on Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If it comes out on Shabbos, Friday night, it's already okay. If it comes out on the third day, it's no. On the fourth day, it's good. We're going to see in the Gemara, this Tana, it doesn't matter the time span, as long as you have the days. In other words, she could have had Tashmish Wednesday 1 minute before Shkia. You still call it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it becomes star. She could have had Tashmish Tuesday night, the beginning of Wednesday. That's a much longer period of time. Somehow it goes by the days on the calendar. How do we know that? Shenema heyu nechoinim l'shloishes yomim. I'll teach you Elisha. Now this is going to be a big machloek. That's how we're getting into the whole Matan Torah sugi here. How does that work? But b'kip shuto, there's going to be a machloek. It's whether the preacher was on Wednesday or Thursday of Matan Torah. We're going to see it all, don't worry. But b'kip shuto, the mission is going that the preacher was on Wednesday. So, and Matan Torah was Shabbos. It's interesting. They went to the mikvah Friday night, right when Shabbos began. The Torah was given Shabbos morning. We're going to see why that all is. Everything's going to take care of. So that means the Torah told the Shlosh Shishyom, meaning Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not a lapse time, but 3 days. I'm sorry, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right. So as soon as Shabbos comes in, it's okay. But Yom HaShlishi is Tmeya, Yom Revi will be Torah. We'll see that in more detail in a minute. Minayin Shemachitzin Asamila B'Yom HaShlishi. Meaning that even on the third day of the Mila, the child is B'Sakona, and you can wash him on Shabbos with hot water. Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shenemar, Vayhi B'Yom HaShlishi B'Yosem Koyavim. B'Shchem, you see, even on the third day, that's how Rashi learns, even on the third day, even on the third day, there's a sakona for meal. Minayin shekoshin loshin shel zuhur. It's a red piece of wool, whatever. Beroy siyam ashaleya that goes out lazozo. Shenem emiuchat toechem kashonim red. Kashela yalbino. We'll get back to all this. Minayin l'sicha sheikis shtia. How do we know sicha smearing is like shtia? Af al pishin raya ladovar. It's not a raya, but zeicha ladovar. Shenem raposik intilim. Vatovo. Kamayim bekirbo uchshemen batzmoisov. So the pasuk is comparing shemen batzmoisov to mayim bekirbo. The pasuk is comparing. I'll get back to this. It's comparing sicha to shtia. So why is it only a remez? Because really, if you're looking at the pasuk, the Gemara Yumuk said mayim kabiro doesn't mean shtia. It means washing. Just like the shemen's on the outside of the body. The water's on the outside. This pasuk is really comparing rechitza to sicha, not sicha to shtiyah. But it's a remez. That's why it's a remez. Okay, now let's go to work. Now, the reisha of the Mishnah says that poleta shichva zera on day three is tomei, on day four is tohor. Now, that's going to be a big machloikis. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah holds.
It's day four after mikvah, though.
Not after the mikvah. Yeah, but you have to have elapsed time from when the zera went in. Yeah, you got to go to mikvah, of course. And if you go to the mikvah too early and it comes out later, you defeated your purpose. There's no point in going to the mikvah early. Let's say shatashmish on Wednesday. We need Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you go to mikvah Friday morning, it might just work, but it's not.
Shabbos in that department.
Oh, we'll get that. Very important point. We'll get there. There is none. And I'm going to point that out. You see that the Torah was given without Erev Shem. Good point. Good. Hold it. A lot of points. Everyone's going to cover everything. Don't worry. Oh, wait, I got lost. Yeah. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says on day three it's Tohar. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah again says day three is Tomei, day four is Tohar. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says on day three it's already Tohar. So our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Loza ben Azariah. That's okay. Not the end of the world. However, the second point of the Mishnah says what? Minayin shemachitzen es hamila b'yom hashlishi. Correct? Now, that is a preview quote. That Mishnah we're going to get to much later. Kuflam adalar omud beis. Now, most interesting, who said that? Rebbe Loza ben Azariah omer machitzen es hakotin. So the second thing in the Mishnah is Rebbe Loza ben Azariah. The first thing in the Mishnah is against Rebbe Loza ben Azariah. That's generally a no-no. Reisha de lo Reb Elazar ben Azariah, because Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds on day three that Sheikh Azar is Torah. Sefer ki Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The Sefer is Reb Elazar. That's a strange thing. Deik Reb Elazar ben Azariah Tohirish Manalei. We know that Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds that on day three the Sheikh Azar is Torah. So now, it's an interesting thing. Rashi said, we have a machloikis in a mafkid. You remember a mafkid? I started Gemara with a mafkid, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I started with a mafkid. Fifth grade, I started with a mafkid. Anyway. I haven't seen it too often since then, but okay, whatever it is. This happens to be a machloikis towards the end of a mafkid. Interesting, a technical machloikis. Reb Shia, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Wow. Mamish. Wamish. We ordered bleachers, we got a crowd, boy oh boy. Anyway, there's a machloikis there, very interesting, a technical machloikis. When you have a Mishnah, right? One, a ratio with a sefer, and there's soisa. Would I rather make it one Tana and doctor it up? Or would I rather not doctor it up and leave it as two different tannoim? Neither of them are comfortable. To have a ratio, one person say for the other person, not comfortable. To doctor the mission is also not so comfortable. So it's a machloikas samar room. So we have a problem in this mission here. L'chura, the ratio is the loik Reb Elazar ben Azariah, and the sefer, the second case, is Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Zogdi Gemara Zay. Mandalo muki kitanoi, that one who holds, you never make one mission to two people, you do some doctoral work. Tana Reisha Tahira, he's going to sitch this mission. Doesn't say Tmeya, says Tahira. I mean, on day three it's Tahira, so then straight to Blaza Ben Azariah. Okay, now, Umuki Lolokula, Kulaz Ben Azariah. Manda Mukim Kitanoi, the one who's willing to make a Mishnah split, we make it a schizophrenic Mishnah, even, rather than doctor it, he'll leave it that way. Reisha Kabon is safe, Kulaz Ben Azariah. But Taisa points out that when we say, the one who would rather have it uniform authorship will change the word into Mishnah. It doesn't mean that because he wants uniform ownership, he's going to take the Mishnah and just change it. You can't do that. It means there were two Kabbalists in this Mishnah. Some said to Meir, some said to Hira. Since I prefer to have a uniform ownership, I will opt for the Girsa and put the weight of the Girsa on Tahira. Doesn't mean you're going to make it up. That you can't do. To make it uniform, you're not going to just cut a Mishnah in half and decide to change it. I mean, unless you want to get a doctoral thesis about it, but that's not the way we work. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying there is. But Taisa says if there would be a problem to Meir and he wants it uniform, he's just not going to erase the Tameya and write Tahira. He's not going to do that. There happen to have been two texts in this mission, Tameya and Tahira. We're not sure which is right. I can't tell you always, but in this type of case, Taisa says, just my preference for uniform ownership will not allow me to just rewrite the Mishnah. It will allow me to choose between two texts. Is that always true or not? You'll have to check with someone who did a doctoral thesis on. Okay. Now, turn around, let's go. This is serious. Not hard, just serious. Tana Rabbonu, we just said we had a machloikis. If Polet Eshit Vazera on day three is Tohar, that's a Blazman Azariah on day four. Okay, there's going to be four shittas in this. Let's go. Polet Eshit Vazera B'yom HaShlishi Tohar Divrei Reb Elazar ben Azariah. If it comes out on day three, now please understand, it means I don't care about elapsed time. That means if she was Mishamish on Thursday, she's Tohar Friday night. Whether she was Mishamish Thursday, 5 o'clock in the morning, or Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, or Thursday 1 minute before the Shkia. When Shkia, when Seis comes in on Friday, it's Tahira, because you have 3 days. Thursday, Friday, it's not elapsed time. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel is on Mishnah, that you need the fourth day. And he spells it out, that it's not elapsed time. Omer, pa'omim shein dalet oinos, pa'omim shein ohein oinos, pa'omim shein vov oinos. What's an oin? If you remember from the an oin means a day or a night. A day by Chazal is 24 hours. Oina is either the day period or the night. He holds, like on me, he is on mission basically, that on day four, it's Tohar. Now, that could sometimes be as little as Dalit Oinois. Why? Let's say she was Mishamesh Wednesday, a minute before the Shkia. How much time has elapsed till Friday night? Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, four Oinus. If she was Mishamish Wednesday in the morning, then it's five Oinus. If she was Mishamish Tuesday night, the beginning of Wednesday, it's six Oinus. But it doesn't matter. As long as you get to the fourth day, you're tahor. Okay? Comes Rav Akiva and says no. Rav Akiva says it depends on elapsed time. And the elapsed time is li'olam hei. You need five oinos. And nothing to do with the days on the calendar. Let's do it. Five oinos. You don't say mixas hayom, you don't say that. You need five full oinos. So that means like this. If, let's say she was Meshamis Wednesday at Alois Sashacha. So you have Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday. Thursday night, Friday, she's to hurry with Shabbat. Let's say Wednesday, she didn't have this calendar over here, you know what I mean? So she missed Alois by an hour. You'll have to go an hour into Friday. It's not any more units. Now it's five oinos elapsed time. What is it? No. No. Well, it is, yeah. You're going to have to make up that oin in there. No, no. 512. It's not mace. It's 512 periods.
It's mace.
Yeah, well, it's not mace lace. Mace lace is going to get you 24 hours.
It's 12 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't call that mace lace. You call that oin. Yeah. Well, the minimum will have to be. No. No, it's never between. It's always exact. 60 hours, basically. It's five oinos, yeah, because you always make up the time. So we have three shitas, okay? According to Abba Zai, you need day three, I don't care about elapsed time. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you need day four, I don't care about elapsed time. And according to Rabbi Akiva, I need five oinos complete. Now, the Shaila, where in the world did this all come from?
Is that 4 days or 3 days? Which is...
Five oinos. It's 2.5 days. Five oinos. 2 full days and a half day.
So he would hold 3 days. So.
Depends. It doesn't do it days. It needs five elapsed days. Depends how you go in. He can be a chumra. He could be a kula too. He can be a chumra too. In other words, if she was mishamish Wednesday, a minute before the shkia. According to, so you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're good enough on Friday. According to him, is not. You need one more oinos. You have to wait till Friday morning.
And that 1 minute before doesn't count as an onus?
According to the first two mandamrim, because they go with onus, but according to Bakibi, you need elapsed time on the clock.
And it has to be.
They don't go on us, they go with days.
Within five owners. So, you
know, within,
that only counts as a one, but it doesn't count in that terms of hours.
Right, in Rabbi Akiva.
It has to be crossed.
No, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to have 5 12-hour units finished. The others go with the day on the calendar. So you get a minute for ski, you get a credit for a whole day. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get credit for anything. You need 5 12-hour units, basically. Now, we got it from Matan Torah. So let's go. We'll figure it out like this. That we said in the Mishnah. Hashem wanted them tor from Tumas Keri or Pleita Shichva Zera before Matan Torah. But for some reason, which we'll soon see, they didn't go to mikveh Shabbos in the morning. They went to the mikveh right as Shabbos began Friday night. So we got to be clear by Friday night. So now we're going to have a machloikah soon, end of today, tomorrow. When was the mitzvah precious said? Was it said on Wednesday? Torah was given on Shabbos, the holidays. Was that said on Wednesday? Or was that said on Thursday? We're going to soon see. Somebody like, I don't learn the Chumash there. Okay? So now we're very simple. If it was said on Thursday, so what do we see from there? It was said sometime during the day Thursday. So someone could have been Meshamish late in the day Thursday, for all we know. And yet by Friday night, they're okay. Obviously, you just require 3 days. Because you have Thursday and Friday and by Shabbos, you're okay. If the Prisha was said on Wednesday, so then you have people being Meshamish on Wednesday during the day, theoretically. So how do you become Friday night? Obviously you need the fourth day. You have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't have elapsed time, because Wednesday is a complete blank by us. It could have been Wednesday in the morning, it could have been Tuesday night, it could have been Wednesday before the thing. So that we understand, the Machloikis, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Shmuel, is clear. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds that the Prisha in the Midbar was set on Thursday. So you see that the fact that Thursday and Friday passed, and that Friday night comes, the third day everything's okay. There's no elapsed time because we have no idea Thursday when anything happened. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Prisha was said on Wednesday. So you have Wednesday, even may have only been a minute on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. 3 days. Where did Reb Akiva get five oinos from? Where did he get that from? Even if the preacher was on Wednesday, but someone could have been Mishamish a minute before Shkia on Wednesday, or an hour before Shkia. We don't know when the preacher was said. So you don't have five oinos till Friday night. You don't. You have Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, Friday. How did he get five oinos? Amru Rabbona Kamadir of Pop of Amel of Popul Rova, Bishlam al Rebelos of Benazario Kirabonon. He holds like the Rabbonon later, the Amre Behei of it Prisha. Prisha was on Thursday. So till Friday night, all you have is the rest of Thursday and Friday. So you see, as long as you're on the third calendar of the day, you're okay. Rebbe Shmuel to Rebbe Yossi Doma Bedalit of it Prisha. Rebbe Shmuel holds like Rebbe Yossi that the Prisha was on Wednesday. So you have part of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, meaning day four without it looking at the clock. It's good, fine. The Rebbe Akiva, come on, where in the world did he get elapsed time of five oinos? Even if we pull the Prisha to Wednesday, we still don't have a hechel for five oinos, because we don't know what time it was on Wednesday, and we don't seem to care. Says the Gemara, we do care. It was on Wednesday, and Rebbe Akiva holds it was at the crack of dawn on Wednesday. Why? Because we want five oinos. We want all day Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, Friday. That's how we know it's five oinos. El Rebbe Akiva Kiman, Lyoilam Kireb Yoisi, the preacher was said on Wednesday, but with an addition. Kidoma Ravada Barahava, Moshe Bahashkomo Olo, Ubahashkomo Yorad. He went up always bright and early, like this year, and he came down bright and early. So when he came down with the Tzivuyim from Hashem and he spoke to Klal Yisrael every day that week, it was bright and early at Alei Sashacha. So when he said, he said it when? Wednesday at the crack of dawn. So you have five owners till Friday night. So now we have it. Reb Lezer ben Azariah holds like the Rabbon and the preacher was on Thursday in an indeterminate time. And on Friday night they went to the mikvah. Obviously it's enough to have two calendar days. Thursday, no matter how long Thursday was, and Friday. Shabbos, the third calendar day, we're finished. Rabbi Yishmael holds the preacher like it was... The priest is like... Rabbi Bonin holds which now? 1 minute. Yeah, I'm sure it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, he was like Rabbi Yossi. The preacher was on Wednesday. Again, an indeterminate time on Wednesday. So that means by Friday night they were clear. Why? Because they had Wednesday, any piece of Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, day four. Rabbi Akiva holds the preacher was Wednesday, but bedavka early in the morning. So we were guarded. We had Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday till Seis at Friday. We have five oinos. We're gonna have one more sheet soon. Hold on. Who? Five. They were tevil Friday night, right after Kiddush, right before Kiddush. I don't have to make Kiddush that night. The tefillah was Friday night. We'll see why in a minute. The tefillah was Friday night, but they was in the morning. We'll see why in exactly, but that's what happened there.
It sounds like that Friday night only is counting as the last owner.
No. You need to elapse Friday night. You can't have to wait till the morning. You can go immediately as soon as Seis happens. You don't have to wait. We come. Your problem is Herav Shemesh. That's a good problem. We'll come down two more lines. Hold on. Keep your seatbelts on. Shrek de Gemara. You're telling me in Rabbi Akiva, he had to tell him at the crack of dawn to make sure nobody was Mishamish on Wednesday day. Shrek de Gemara, no one's going to be Mishamish by day anyway, because we learned in neither, you're not supposed to be Mishamish by day. It's an aside. So it doesn't really matter. We'd have had Prisha anyway Wednesday day. So if you learn, remember, for me, there are exceptions. It's not an Issa, there are exceptions there. It was dark. With a blanket, make it dark. Okay, not a problem right now. Oh, now we come to Yisrael's Taina. You're telling me. When did they go to the mikveh? They went to the mikveh Friday night, as soon as Seis came in. Correct. When did they get the Torah? Shabbos morning. Right? Now, he's right. That means you had no hair of Shemesh on that tefillah. That means when they got the Torah, they were tefillah yoim. Now, tefillah yoim is a quasi-tumah. It's like, you know, we learned a million times, it's a quasi-tumah. Abyssal nisht. And the Gemara first doesn't want to buy that. Torah was given. What's the point there? We want him to be Torah, correct? We don't want that. The other Tumas, we don't care. Whatever Torah explains. Tumas Keri, they don't want. Hashem didn't want Tumas Keri based on Torah. So he probably didn't want full Yoims either. Now, if that's true, that you're worried about Tfula Yoim, to give them the Torah on Shabbos morning, you're going to have them go to the mikveh Friday during the day sometime, not Friday at night. If they go a minute before Shkia, they're okay. But if that's true, you just cut an oino off of everything. You have to change the whole clock. Then you tell me they're ready to go Friday afternoon. That shortens everybody's thing. That's day two, according to the Rabbon. It's day three in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva. You don't have full five oinos. Says the Gemara, not the end of the world. The Torah was given to Tfula Yoim. Abaye Barovin, Ravchina Barovin, Damrit Abayu, Nitna Torah, it's full Yoim. We're not worried. Enoch Hanami is a given Tfula Yoim. Now says the Gemara, parenthetically says the Gemara, did you mean to tell me, now again, let's understand here, when we say that they went to the mikveh Friday night, right? They could have gone to the mikveh Friday day also. They could have gone 2 days before too. Just it's risky, because if, let's say she'll go to the mikveh Friday afternoon. If nothing transpires after that, everything's okay. But if she's poletas after that, she's in trouble. She'll have to go again. So the question is like this. Are you telling me that that's what really happened? Meaning people were seeing till the last minute and they actually went Friday night? And the Torah was actually given to Tfula Yoim? Or are you telling me the Torah could have been given to Tfula Yoim? So in terms of how we learned the halachas, but in point of fact, they went earlier and nobody was at Tfula Yoim because they didn't need it. And Tfula Gemara says it didn't happen. But it could have happened. So we learned the halacha that way. You're telling me factually there were taka people who were poletis till the very end and therefore had to go to the mikveh Friday night and were in actuality tful yoims? You're telling me nishgefelach if they were tful yoim and therefore when we figure out the span of time we go on the theoretical tefillah by night, but the truth is it didn't happen. It never happened. Okay, so Ladina, the Torah could have been given to a Tful Yoim. Lemais, it was not. Point of fact, they went a little bit earlier, but they could have gone at night. So we still have our elapsed time. Okay, now we have a problem. We just have technical problems now. You're telling me that they went to the mikveh Friday night. The Torah was given when? Friday Shabbos morning, that we know. That we know is given by day. And based on that, you figured in Rebbe Akiva, let's take Rebbe Akiva, you figured five oinos. Why? Because Prisha came in Wednesday morning at Aleih Sashachar. And you're telling me they went to the mikveh Friday right after Tzeis. So you have Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. Five. Based on what did you do that? Because you decided that the mikveh was Friday night. Okay? So the Gemara, if that's true, that the mikveh was Friday night, and everybody was Torah by night, why in the world would the Hashem hold up the Torah till the morning? I don't know if it's risky. Somebody would want to learn. Why bottle for 12 hours? Give the Torah. What's the matter though? They had to go to another Shabbos. They had a party Friday night. Come on. Either they went to sleep or they didn't go to sleep. Why don't you give the Torah immediately? It must be you're making a mistake. He gave the Torah in the morning because we had to wait till the morning. And you're off in Ganson. They didn't go to mikveh at night. They went to the mikveh in the morning. You need six oinos. Your cheshbon is wrong. If you're telling me they went to the mikveh by night, he could have given them the Torah at night. The Torah says he didn't give the Torah at night. He gave it in the morning. Why? Because he needed one more oinah. And you're wrong. They didn't go to the mikveh Friday night. They went to the mikveh Shabbos morning. V'litbalu b'ni shimshi. You're saying they went to the mikveh Friday night. Must be you're off. I'm not off. The Torah was good Friday night. The Torah could have been given Friday night. Mitzavil chastayra. The Hashem arananda cheshm. Om Reb Yitzchak lo meirosh beseisa dibarti. From the beginning I didn't speak at night. I gave the Torah in broad daylight. Hashem had his cheshbonis. He wanted the Torah given in broad daylight. Lo meirosh seisa. Lo meirosh beseisa dibarti. He had a cheshbon. Mitzad hilchas Torah, could have given it immediately Friday night. They went to the mikvah immediately Friday night. I have five elapsed oinos. But he had a cheshbon to give it in broad daylight. The Mashua says why? It shouldn't be a pischin peh to the umos ha'olam later. Had you given it in the daytime, we'd have come also. We didn't know. You kept it secret from us. If you gave it in the morning, we'd have been there. He didn't want to leave a pischin peh. You could also hear it, similar idea, Peter Ramchal. Ramchal is very busy, Umfang Derech Hashem, that our religion, all religions, whatever you call them, whatever they are, they all are based on revelations v'chule that were in private. Every one of them is that way. Bernadette of Louvre, whatever she had there, but nobody else was there when it happened. You know, either it did or it didn't happen. Yoshe got Zayna Maisa Zeichet, there was nobody around. Our Torah was given in front of 3 million people in broad daylight. There was nothing hidden about this revelation. Abchal Zayah busy at the beginning of Derech Hashem. Okay, whatever it is, Hashem wanted the Torah given in broad daylight. But Enoch Hanami, mitzad our problems, it could have been given Friday night. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, you got to get out of the technicalities, see it. You're now telling me that mitzad Hilchas Taira, it was over. The five owners got Rabbi Kiva's Cheshvin. So they went to the mikveh Friday night. Good. The Torah could have been given, but Hashem had a Cheshvin for Lomei Reish B'Seis HaDibart. So he gave the Torah in the morning. Okay, so now, according to Rabbi Kiva, you need five owners, right? So to do that, how did he do that? By giving Prisha Wednesday at the crack of dawn. Why? Because he had ensured five oinus. So by getting us started Wednesday morning, we had Wednesday day, Wednesday night Thursday, Thursday night Friday, and then we were ready for Friday night. Friend, I don't understand. Lemaisa, when was the Torah given? Shabbos morning, whatever his reason was. So why did he have to make the tefillah at night so that Hashkama had to be given Friday to crack at dawn? Pull the tefillah to Shabbos morning. He's not giving the Torah anyway till Shabbos morning. Whatever is Einach Hashbeinus I'm given. Lo me roish b'seis debart. So Shabbos morning, Zolazon, mach the tefillah Shabbos morning and don't give Hashkama. Don't give them. Why do you have to give Prisha Wednesday to crack at dawn? Give Prisha anytime Wednesday. You're anyway not doing anything till Shabbos morning, so you'll still have, so you won't have Wednesday. You'll have Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night you're going to have anyway, because he's not giving us the Torah till Shabbos morning. Just kick the tefillah till Shabbos morning. What do you have to make it Wednesday? Reasonable question. Zog de Gemara, velit velu betzafre de Shabbato. Eibazay, let him go to the mikveh Shabbos morning. Amokafarachsidim, amegate the mikveh Shabbos. But this was before Matan Torah, don't forget. Okay, anyway, velikavlu Torah betzafre de Shabbato. So what did he have to make the tumul and give it so early Wednesday morning? And for the Gemara, technical problem. Can you imagine? Stell dir vor, was sollten wir Ogiton? The Hashem says, 6 o'clock Shabbos morning, I'm giving the Torah. We got to get to the mikveh 6 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be bedlam. This guy's going to be on the way to the Matan Torah. His wife says, wait a minute, I got to go to the mikveh. Polet the shechazah. Listen, honey, I got to get to the Matan Torah. Let's go. It's going to be a bedlam over there. It's going to be bedlam. They're going to Matan Torah. They're going to the mikveh. It's a zoo. So Hashem said, listen, cool it, guys. We'll give the Torah in the morning. Take care of the mikveh at night. Now, once he pulled back to the mikveh at night, he needed five oinus. So he had to kick back the Prisha to Wednesday morning. Okay. So we've had three shitas. We have Reb Lezer ben Azariah. Poletus on the third day, nothing to do with the clock and the lapse on the third day, because Prisha was given on Thursday in an indeterminate time. Came Shabbos, you're out of the ballpark. We have Rabbi Shmuel. Prisha was on Wednesday, indeterminate time, therefore Taira comes on day four, independent of the clock. Rabbi Akiva is a clock person, five elapsed oinus. You need five oinus. How does he know that? Because Hashem B'davke gave the Prisha early Wednesday morning to allow a Friday night mikvah. You have to have five oinus. And if you go late, you can lose the hours. You keep moving. Comes the Chachom Unoch HaShita. Most Rishonim Paskin like this Shita. And this is the basis for our business with the 4 days. 5 days by the Nida that she has to wait. This is where it comes from. I don't remember if we discussed it in Nida or not. But we're not discussing it now. That I can tell you. We need six full oinus. Now, how does that work? How are you going to get six oinus? The answer is, the Chachomim learn like Rebbe Akiva. Hashkom, I'm sorry, Prisha was given Wednesday at the crack of dawn, but he doesn't believe the tefillah was Friday night. The tefillah was Shabbos, and why Bedlam? He worked it out. I don't know. He had a good system with the mikveh. So far, cared. Prisha was Wednesday at the crack of dawn. Tefillah was Shabbos at the crack of dawn. So you have six oinus. You have Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, and Friday night. Six full oinus. That's la halokim. Not all the rishonim. Most rishonim paskin like these chachomim. Six oinus. That's why.
And you go to the mikvah on the Friday night, though, in the middle of the sixth oinus.
No, at the end. Can't go. It doesn't pay to go at the end.
You can't.
Again?
We're back to the morning.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't buy that problem. He's not worried about that problem. Yeah, okay. They could have gone Wednesday afternoon, too. But the halacha, they could have gone Shabbos morning, and Hashem's not worried about halal. They're not worried about halalus over here. And then you don't need lobaseser anymore. The reason was, you don't need Lava Seser anymore. It was given in the morning because he needed that elapsed time. You don't need Lava Seser anymore. Yeah, this is the reason why, okay, basically why the women have to wait 5 days, because we're worried about from the last Tashrish. If you need six oinus, that could run into 4 days. If someone has Tashrish, Motzi Shabbos, Lamar, so you need six oinus. That puts you at Sunday, it puts you at Tuesday night. That means Wednesday, you're still coming. So you should be able to make a Hefsek Tire on Thursday. We wait one more day, that's not a Chumra. So I'm almost satisfied that I could do it on the fifth day. We wait one more day because of Ben Hashmashes. We're afraid the Tashish might have been Sunday. Ben Hashmashes, it's really Monday. So confusion, we had on one more day. That's why we don't make Hefsek Taira until day six. That's where it comes from.
So nowadays, half the female population would be tummy almost all the time. Very smart, but in those days, because you have 5 days plus seven, it's almost...
Not today, forget. Yeah, no, these are systems
but
that were...
Then,
yeah,
7 days, but that was before the Matan Torah, so there was no one coming in.
They were.
But there was Kodamantan Torah.
It's Kodamantan Torah. There's no Tumah altogether. You get into another problem. What's going on there? It's Kodamantan Torah. There's no Tumah altogether. There's no Tumah altogether. So, 1 second. Tais explains that Hashem was makbid for Matan Torah on what would be Tomei later. Nobody was Tomei then at all.
So why wasn't the quarter of the female population?
Because we're all... Slow. I got a better question for you. Forget the women. Let's leave the women on the other side of the Mechitza. What about the men?
Well, they have just Tomei...
What if they were Tomei?
For what?
Zov. Bayil Nida. Mess. I don't know. What, all those guys didn't show up for Matan Torah? What was it? So you, how were we supposed to do it? The Teretz says the Torah was only makbid on one Tumah. Tumas Keri. Because that comes from Kalos Roish. Like we had in Brochus. Aim of a year of Erestis Vizayim. I'll tell you how to begin. Tumas Mess, Tumas Zav has nothing to do with it. Tumas Keri was a shter. But it's a good point, because there really was no Tumah here. Hashem was makbid about Torah on what would become Tumah the next day. In reality, it was not Tumah. But we
only
Tumas Keri, and the Tumas Keri goes with Polet Sheikh Hazer. It's the same Tumah. Good point. Okay. Now, but meantime, if I put Matan Torah on the side, we now have Machlokes Ladina, Poleta Shechvat Zera. How many days elapsed that the Zera is inside the woman and it comes out, it's Chayis. Now, the basic idea is that because after that elapsed time, it's no more Roy to be Koilet Zera. It won't fertilize anymore. Okay. Is Zog the Gemara. Omra, Chizda Machlokes Shapir Shemino Isha. This Machlokes, day two, day three, day four, five oinus, six oinus, is talking about Zera that went into an Isha and came out. How long does it take inside the Isha that it should become Srucha, what they call it, Gelong fertilized? But Stam Zera. Let's say President Moitzi Zera, Kerry goes on this table. It's a Tumah, it's an Abba Tumah. Does that also have a question of elapsed time? 3 days later, it'll be Torah? No. Omar Avchiz, Machlekes Shapir Shemino Isha. Abel Pir Shemino Ish, meaning directly from the man, Zera, Tameya, Kozman Shilach, like we learned in Nida. As long as it's wet. It's a liquid that could be 7 days later too. I don't care. These halachas don't apply. Moshe Rav Sheshes v'chol beged v'chol ora sheyil of shichvas zera prat l'shichvas zera shesrucha. You just told me shichvas zera. As long as it's wet, I don't care if it smells. But that's not only. That's the only time when it comes out from the isha. My life shapir shemino ish and still together is srucha loy shapir shemino isha. That's talking about shapir shemino isha. There you need not srucha. How long it takes to become srucha? This machlokes is tanoim. But stam shichvas zera. That's on a beged. It could be there for 15 days. I don't know how long it takes to dry up. I have no idea. But it's not totally on this business of srucha anymore. It's totally on being liquid. Okay, here we come to very. What? No, it just means such a zera. That's all. What? What's the problem? No, I could. 3 days later. No, the Shaila was saying there is no srucha on direct zera. Was saying. Could be there 15 days later too. That's all. Okay, not so bad, actually. Listen, you wait for 5 days, you're making a little rusty. If it retains, yeah. Okay, now we come to Shiloh, something where I look a bit strange. But whatever it is, we do them anyway. Boyrav, very interesting in Shiloh. A lot of interesting things come out from this Gemara. Boyrav Papa, Shichva Zera Shel Yisroel. When we say here, becomes Sruch, let's say 6 oinos, where we learn. 6 oinos inside the Isha zaps it of its power, can't be fertilizing anymore. Will that be true by a Goyish lady also? Very interesting, Shiloh. Does that affect only a Jewish woman? We're talking about a physical effect over here. We're not talking about lochus over here. We're talking that it gets inside the body. It loses its whatever it is over there. Shichva zera shel Yisroel b'me'ei kusis mau. Says a yid hatashish v'ra kusis. His zera is inside of her. It comes out. You say also the 3 days, whatever it is. Now, they right away point out, what's he make us up peculiar? See it. Why don't you just make it a goy atashish with his wife? Because we learned in Nida that Zera of a goy is Tor. A goy is Tor in Ganson. They made him a Zav that's Midrabonon. But they left Keri to be Tor so that we should recognize it's a Tumah Midrabonon. So the Zera of a goy is Tor. There's nothing to discuss. So the case has to be that a Yid was Boyle a goy. And now we want to know the 3 days, let's call 3 days inside the womb, whatever you call it, of a Goyish lady affect the Zera the way being inside the womb of a Yiddish lady. What's the difference? Yisroel did the igi b'mitzvahs. Yidden who are worried about doing mitzvahs. Yidden are people who are tense. They got things on their mind. You know what I mean? They're not floating through life. Chovil gufayu. The body gets heated up from the worry, from the concern. That's what turns over the zera. A goy adonish tafen kop. You know, nechten is kratzba. Tuesday's New Year's. They say, where do you get the next beer from? Akum de lo daigi b'mitzvahs lo. What's she got nothing going on over there? Odilma came in the chilin shkotzim uremosim. They eat the chvesish what snails b'chohena. Chavavul gufay. That warms up the body and will do the same effect in zera as the daigus of the Jewish person. Two quickies will tell you here. Maritz Chayyus says the daigus of your friend daigus hamitzvahs got him concerned with talking koyda matan teira. What are they going to daigus hamitzvahs before matan teira? Says the Maritz Chayyus, there were mitzvahs before matan teira too. That we know. There was Zayin mitzvahs v'nei noyach, but that's obviously not enough because the goyim have a tool, they didn't do it. But anyway, there's giranosha, there's meiser, there's the mitzvahs they got at Moro, kibbut avohein, dinim, and Shabbos. Another interesting point here is that some soifer in more than one place in the Teshuvos, he says, from this Gemara you see that a yid and a goy are different in physical things too. They're not saying anything long to say. They're saying physically, the Jewish body of a woman, of a Jewish woman, is different than the body of a Goyish woman. Mitzad, whatever it is that we have on our minds, it's different. He uses it for many things that you can't deduce. You can't deduce necessarily from what doctors say about Goyim, things about Jews. Maybe Yankov used to say it also. There are no statistics by us. We go with a different chedru. Okay, how do you use exactly? You have to be a godel for that. But okay, what? Okay, that's the Maritz Chayyus saying. They did. Enough for that. They did. That those mitzvahs they had. And what if certainly you see, he's claiming, if they had those few mitzvahs that had changed their bearings, we have it all. It's certainly going to be that way. Okay. And whether or not they were Jews, a big Isaac. I ain't parosh to draw him. A 50-page kunchus on that. Many hold they were. They were always ben noyach. That's not a simple thing. Okay, let's go continue. Now, the intim Saloma came to Achlish Kotsim with Remosim. Chavagufayu means a goy will have this din of 3 days. What's about by an animal? Bimei behema mau. Isha this la prozdor masrechas. By a woman, this thing what says in Chulin, the simplest way to understand is that the thighs, the yerechayim of a person, of a woman, are closed tight. They're closed tight. So therefore the mokim is closed off to air. It's less air going over there. Therefore, it's more shayich that it should get what do you call it, old inside. Mashikin, a behemoth Zirachayim are spread out. The Mokum is much more exposed. So there's more air over there, so it could be there, it won't be affected. Mao, Isha Disla Prozdor, and again, you have to be careful, Prozdor usually means the Beis Achitz. Here, it probably does not, though the Rashi says it does. But Hirashi himself in Chulin says that's not what it means over here. Here it means the fact that the, whatever it is by a woman is much more closed off because of the way the legs are set up. By an animal, the legs being like this, the mokum is much more exposed to the air. Behemoth les leprozolo dimoloshno teiku. Okay. Right. Torna rabona. Now, the whole thing was based on a machloikis where a prisha was said on Wednesday or prisha was said on Thursday. Where did that come from? Now we go to this is Sugis Matan Torah. Here we go. Tana Rabbana, b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibus liYisrael. Rabbi Yosi Yomer b'shiva boy. This is the famous machloikis. So Shua is the sixth day of Sivan or the seventh day of Sivan. The Tanakhama says the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi says it was given on the seventh. What's going on over there? Rova Oma Rova, the kulei alma b'rosh chodesh osulim in basina. Bo bayem hazeh bo mid basina. Everybody holds was rosh chodesh. Ksiv hocha b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Ksiv hosom hachodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim hazeh malhal rosh chodesh afkan rosh chodesh. So everybody agrees they came to the midbar. That whole parsha in Yisrael starts on rosh chodesh. Kulei alma b'shabbos nitna Torah liYisrael. Everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Hocha ksiv hocha on daseres adibes zocher es yom Shabbos lekacho uksiv hosom v'yom Moshe elohim zocher es hayom hazeh. Zocher es hayom hazeh, meaning Yitzias. When was it said? It was said on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Malahalon b'itzumo shel yom. The zocher was said on that day. Afkan itzumo shel yom. When Hashem said zocher es yom Shabbos akachu, it was Shabbos. So now we have an interesting thing here. Everybody says they came there on Rosh Chodesh. Everybody says the Torah was given on Shabbos. What's the machloikis? How could it be? There was 6 take a look at your calendar. Wait a second, you still me having your smartphone. I have a dumb phone. But anyway, I tell my people in shul, better have a dumb phone and be a smart person than have a smartphone and be a dumb person. But who cares anymore today? Let's go. Keep ligi b'kfiyah d'yachad. Those are the machloikis. When was Rosh Chodesh that year? Reb Yossi saw v'chad b'shabbat ik v'yarcha. Reb Yossi says they came on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. The Torah was given Shabbos, so it was given on the seventh day. And what happened that day? They came Sunday. B'chad b'shabbat omer l'vlo midi. Nothing happened. They had to rest up. Mishum chul shudu urcha. They were tired. B'trei b'shabbat on Monday the second. Omer l'u v'atem tiyulim amleches koyanim. B'tlosa on the third day. That was Tuesday. Omer l'u mitzvahs hagbola. V'gbalto et sahar over there, right? B'arbo Wednesday the fourth of it prisha. That's Reb Yossi. That is Reb Yishmoel in our mission. A prisha was on Wednesday the fourth. Fine. And we'll see in a second. That means that prisha was what? Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Good. Rabbonon savrei betrei b'shabik v'yach. They hold Monday was Rosh Chodesh. So they came to the midbar on Monday. Betrei b'shabu lo yom alumidi. Because they were tired. Shem druch. Betlos on Tuesday. Moves up a day. Vatam tili b'abu alumitzah sagbola. Behei of a preacher. That's the machloikas we had before. Where the preacher was on Friday. Preacher was on Thursday because they came on Monday. Rabbi Yosef says preacher on Wednesday because they came on Sunday. But the basic problem is, everybody holds they came Rosh Chodesh. Everybody holds the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Shaila that year was Rosh Chodesh Sunday, or that year Rosh Chodesh was Monday. Should we go weiter? We have 11 minutes and 5 seconds till the davening. Now, please understand here that according to Rabbi Yosi, according to the Rabbanon, preacher was set on Thursday, correct? That means preacher was really, forget what we learned by the time, was Thursday and Friday, Shabbos Matan Torah. That's very good. What's it say in the Torah? V'kidashtom hayoim u'mochor. Today and tomorrow. That's very good if you're speaking on Thursday. Today, Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday. Shabbos, I'll give you the Torah. But according to Reb Yossi, he said that on Wednesday. So that means today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday. He didn't give the Torah on Friday. Meisve v'kidashtom hayoim u'mochor. Kashel Reb Yossi. What do you mean hayoim u'mochor? It's hayoim u'mochor one more day. The preacher was, as we said before, the preacher was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Everybody also was given on Shabbos. So what do you mean? He's speaking on Wednesday. Separate them today and tomorrow. It's separate them today, tomorrow, and the day after. In the original plan, so to speak, it was preacher Wednesday and Thursday. Torah would have been given on Friday. The Sanya Gimel Dvorim also Moshe Midaito Vehiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imo. Hoisef Yom Echad Midaito. He added one day of Prisha. Upirish Min Oisha. After Matan Torah, he separated from his wife forever. The Shover Asaluchas. All three of those things he did on his own. He figured out on his own. Hashem was later Maski. Hoisef Yom Echad Midaito. My doors. Why did he do that all together, Moshe Rabbeinu? He dashed in the pasuk like this. It says he's talking on Wednesday, right? Today and tomorrow. Simple meaning is today, Wednesday, the rest of today, and tomorrow, Thursday. Thursday is a full 24-hour day. Wednesday is not, because it's only the rest of the day from when I'm speaking. He said like this, Hayoim u'mochor. Hayoim should be like mochor. It should be a full day. So obviously he meant one more day. Hayoim u'mochor. Hayoim kimochor. Malim mochor leilo imo. Just like tomorrow, Thursday is a full 24-hour day. Af hayoim leilo imo. V'layla do ha'idno nafkole. Today, Wednesday is out. Shma mino trei yoim ilabar mihoidno. That's how he figured it out. Now, how do we know that Hashem agreed with him? Very simple, because he didn't give the Torah on Friday. He was maskim. Umiyon dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch HaYodo delo shar yishchin atzafer deshabbat. Next, pirish mino isha. My dorish. Where did he get that from? Nosa kal v'choy meba'atzo. Omar. Uma Yisroel. Shelo dibra shchino imoyem. Elo shoachas. There was one time they met with Shechina. V'kovalem zman. It was a set time. Yet the Torah said, v'hoyu nechoinim they had a bitor. I'll take Shalisha. Ani, shekol shor v'shor Shechina medaber esimi. I'm on constant call. How am I supposed to know when Hashem is going to call me? I can't. That's what happened then later. My yimayim. What am I supposed to do? V'eino kovei alizman. Alachas kama v'kama that I have to always bitor. So it was Purish Mino Yisha. They're not on constant call. Nobody's on constant call like Moshe Rabbein. But anyway, you got a bigger problem. What is it? If you made a Kal V'Chomer, so it's not Midaito. Kal V'Chomer is a Teirich HaTeir in the Regis. It's not Midaito, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Yet Taisa says the Kal V'Chomer is basically not right because there was a Chumer in Aseres HaDibris. The whole thing is not true. This could have been a Chumer just in Aseres HaDibris, in Matan Torah itself. That's why it's called Midaito. He did it on his own. This is not part of the Torah. But Hashem was masking him. It says by Matan Torah, go back to your wives. There was 3 days, you have to go back. But he says to him, you stay with me. Meaning you don't come back to your wives. Hashem was masking. So what's the right? Some don't have this line here. The Mashur says he means because this is later when Aaron and Miriam are talk Lashon Hara on Moshe. What's the taina? Why were you parish from your wife? And Hashem right away says peel peel dababo, meaning he says he's okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. I agree with everything he did. Okay, shover es haluchis. Hashem didn't tell him to do that. My dorish. Oh, my God, interesting Kal V'Chomer he made over here. Uma pesa shu echad mitayag mitzvahs. Omra toira ko ben nechel yechobo. If you're nisnakum ben nechad means nisnakum, meshumet, amumer, nisnakum maisov, you can't have that, can't have pesa. So certainly if they were nishtabdu maisov, they shouldn't get the whole toira. Ka toira kula kan v'yisro mumer malchas kamo v'kamo. Which is also tell you, it's not the best Kal V'Chomer in the world. Because Adarabah, give them the Torah that they should be able to do tshuva and set them on the right way. See, all these Kal V'Chomers that Moshe Rabbeinu made, you have to break them. Because if it's a valid Kal V'Chomer, then it's not also Moshe Midaito. What's a Kal V'Chomer? It's a Kal V'Chomer. It's part of the Torah. It's a Torah. You need a Torah dress and Kal V'Chomer on Don Me'atzvo. A valid Kal V'Chomer is a valid Kal V'Chomer. I could make one too. So what do you mean Moshe Midaito? There has to be a fault in all these Kal V'Chomers. Uminolan the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch HaYodo Shenema Asher Shibarto. Omer Shlokish Yashre Keyach Sheshibarto. No Hashtikol, alright. Toshma, Veheyu Nechoinim L'Yoyim HaShlishi. Again, that sounds like the Rabbonon. You're talking Thursday. Are we ready for the third day? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But according to him, it's really the fourth day. You're talking on Wednesday. Kashla Reb Yossi. Ho Amrinin. Yaymechad host of Moshe Midaito. Forget once it's the other way, I'm sorry. The other way. No, it says Hayonachoinim. Sorry, it's the other way. Hayonachoinim Shloishes Yomim. That posik they're asking from. It means you see me 3 days of preacher. According to him, there's only 2 days. According to him, there's only 2 days. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yosef, there's only 2 days there, the fourth and the fifth. We said already, it was a Moshe Midaito. They added on the Friday. He's got 3 days anyway. What?
What's the kasha? No, come on. Yom Shlishi. Hayu nechayinim liyom Shlishi. Right, because according, no, I'm going the other way. According to Rabbi Yossi, right? I'm sorry, according to, you don't have 3 days, basically. Because the Yom HaShlishi, according to him, will be Friday. What? Right. Right, so that, but that's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara's kasha was a yonachol kasha l'Rabbi Yosi. Answers the Gemara. Oh yeah, Yom HaShlish means the third day. Means the third day, right? So if you say Prisha was Thursday, it's good. Third day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's the fourth day, right? So the Gemara says Hoisi Yomi Daito. It's only the fourth day because he added on Friday. Was what Hashem said. Hashem's original plan was, according to this, Torah should be given on Friday, meaning the third day. Wednesday be perished today and tomorrow, and I'll give you the Torah on Friday. It's also Yom HaShlishi. It's the fourth day because Rabbi Yossi added on Friday on his own. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Hayonach HaShlishi, like that's Kutcha Brichu Omar. That's what Hashem said. That's in the original plan before the Hosef. And Moshe told that, Moshe Taka didn't say Yom HaShlishi. Moshe said Shloshes Yomim. He didn't say Yom HaShlishi because the Taka was one more day. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it wasn't the third day, it was the fourth day. You're talking on Wednesday, it was given on Shabbos. So why do you say the third day? Terence says that was Hashem said that. And Hashem's original plan, it was the third day. It was going to be given on Friday. Moshe added the day. He didn't say Yom HaShlishi. He said Shloshes Yomim, 3 days.